So this is a theme that can be a recurring one as well, if you so choose. And thanks to our brave, brave football coach, Jason Garrett, for cussing so much during the all or nothing that the fake Jason Garrett was able to do a bit to try and duplicate what the real Jason Garrett was doing. And the part that made everybody laugh the hardest is when Gordon said the line of, was talking about a breakfast that the coach was interested in.
Breakfast.
He's placing his order with a Cowboys intern for breakfast.
Right. And I don't know what we have back there as far
as... We've got him placing his order.
Okay.
Also, if they have any organic f***ing strawberries, I'd like some of those. And some really kick-ass blueberries. I love those f***ing big-ass blueberries. You know what I'm saying? You know, love those butt-f***ing blueberries. All right, that'll do it.
God. So brazen. So crass.
Love those butt-f***ing blueberries.
It's just such a strange qualifier for blueberries. It makes no sense. That's the beauty of it.
Did you ever think that you would make it through this world where those two items were somehow combined?
No, I did not.
Did anyone?
I didn't.
The odds, I would have wagered any amount of money that I would get out of this mortal coil without those two things being linked.
Right.
Let alone by him.
Yeah. Just so superfluous, man. I got to try this one, you know, because that's – I got to do this one on mine as well because that's – the blueberry is – and I can't eat one blueberry without thinking of butt-effing blueberries.
No.
Not one.
I know. They're ruined.
I eat them every day.
Can you eat fruit?
Not anymore.
So these were sent unsolicited.
Two of them.
Yeah. Yes. We got three of them unsolicited. Actually, let me back up. I think I have a total of five unsolicited. So if you send it to me, stand by. We will play them, but we only have time for a couple today. One of my buddies from high school's brother sent me one, which we'll play next week. But these were just two random ones. One from a girl. Correct, Annie?
Correct. She pulled it on her boyfriend or husband.
Right. And would you like a girl saying that to you?
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't? Come on.
I don't think I would.
Come on, man. Lighten up.
Well, would
Let
you?
It go, man.
Would you?
Yeah, I would. I think that'd be really funny. That'd be really funny.
By the way, BF and Blueberries has his own Twitter page now.
He does?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does. I've seen his work.
All right, so here is the young lady going after her boyfriend.
That was what they woke Dan up with the tuba and the air horn and again, and that was his joke.
All right, she's trying to get her ducks in a row.
I love the
lead
in.
We need detergent, so I'm going to go to the store. I got to get up and do some reports, and I'm going to go to the store probably while you're asleep. But what do you need anything from the grocery store? I was going to get some butt blueberries.
You know that chicken that we got at Costco?
Well, I'm not going to Costco.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I want butt blueberries.
I know, but you know the chicken that we did get at Costco?
Yeah.
Do they have anything like that at Albertsons?
I don't think so. Would you eat some butt blueberries?
I don't know what they are. They sound only half appetizing.
He was more worried about the chicken from Costco.
Yeah, that's all he cared about.
He was totally nonplussed by that.
No,
that's a salty old broad, man. If
Boy,
he's not phased by that, I would have turned around and been like, "I'm sorry, what did you say?
What kind of blueberries are you going after here?" I love her laugh here at the end.
They sound only half appetizing.
That punctuator at the end.
Yeah, they sound only half appetizing.
And it just stops. It doesn't really trail off.
Yeah, very abrupt end there.
She's awesome.
Man, she is. More her.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then a fella tried it on his unsuspecting bride.
So you said you wanted to go get those acai bowls for him? Do you know if they have a like really, really good butt and blueberries in them?
They do have some really great blueberries in them.
But are they like? Are they like butt fucking good blueberries?
I don't know if I'd rate them butt.
Okay.
But they're pretty f***ing good.
All right, all right.
I don't understand
that. I don't understand that.
Just, she's got the line of the day coming up.
All right, all
right. I don't understand that.
Just, you know, just blueberries that are just, like, so butt f***ing good.
They're good.
How high are you?
How high are you?
What?
How high are you?
I just want to make sure that the place we're going to, that their blueberries are just butt-f***ing good blueberries.
They're good. I don't know the scale where butt lies on the scale of good. You know?
Yeah.
Like on the scale, I don't know where butt. I don't know if that's like the best.
I mean, yeah, like.
Is oh, butt is the top? That's
yeah.
Like the number. That's
yeah, they're
what,
just
what you're
the best butt blueberries you've ever had.
I hope you're not butt.
Okay.
He's done.
So this turns into just a casual conversation between
yes,
them.
And she's free
she's,
and willing to roll
yes.
let that roll off her tongue.
Hey, she'll go double his action and go him one more.
God, shocking.
That's a salty old broad there, man.
There you go. There's your fun with blueberries.
All right. Not just any blueberries, though.